Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Trouble with Physics, The Rise of String Theory, The Fall of a Science, and What Comes Next, Lee Smolin provides a critical examination of the state of physics, focusing particularly on the dominance of string theory within the field. Smolin, a theoretical physicist, addresses the challenges and limitations that the field faces, arguing that the prevalence of string theory has hindered the progress of physics by monopolizing resources and stifling alternative theories. This book is an insightful exploration into the politics, philosophy, and science of modern physics, offering a perspective on how the discipline might move forward and reclaim its role as a leader in scientific innovation. Smolin's critique is both deeply personal and broadly analytical, drawing on his experience as a physicist to paint a vivid picture of a discipline at a crossroads. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the dominance of string theory. Lee Smolin delves into the history and rise of string theory, explaining its theoretical foundations and its ascent to the forefront of physics. String theory posits that the universe's fundamental constituents are not point particles, but rather tiny vibrating strings, each of which resonates at different frequencies. This theory has become dominant in theoretical physics, largely due to its promise to unify all of the fundamental forces of nature, including gravity, into a single theoretical framework. Smolin discusses the beauty and elegance of string theory, but also critiques its hegemony, noting that despite its dominance, it has yet to make empirically testable predictions. This focus on string theory has, according to Smolin, diverted resources and attention away from alternative theories that could potentially advance our understanding of the universe. Secondly, the fall of a science. Smolin argues that the monopolization of physics by string theory has led to a stagnation in the field. He asserts that the lack of empirical evidence supporting string theory, combined with its complex and somewhat exclusive mathematical framework, has created a situation where only a limited number of physicists can significantly contribute to the theory's development. This scenario has led to a fall in the diversity of ideas within physics, as alternative theories struggle to gain attention or funding. Smolin critiques the current state of physics education and the funding mechanisms that prioritize string theory over other research avenues, suggesting that this has led to a form of intellectual monopoly that stifles scientific progress and innovation. Thirdly, alternative theoretical frameworks, while criticizing string theory's dominance, Smolin highlights several alternative theoretical frameworks that could potentially provide new insights into the fundamental nature of the universe. These include loop quantum gravity, which attempts to reconcile quantum mechanics with general relativity without relying on the untested assumptions of string theory. Smolin discusses the theoretical foundations of these alternatives and argues for a more pluralistic approach to theoretical physics. By investing resources and intellectual capital into a broader range of theories, Smolin believes the physics community can foster a more dynamic and innovative environment that could lead to significant breakthroughs. Fourthly, the philosophy and sociology of science. Smolin explores the philosophy and sociology of science to understand how external factors, such as funding, academic prestige, and community biases, influence the direction of scientific research. He discusses how these factors can lead to a groupthink mentality, where challenging the dominant paradigm becomes increasingly difficult. Smolin critiques the peer review and funding systems, arguing that they often favor established theories, like string theory, at the expense of novel ideas. This analysis provides readers with insights into the complex interplay between scientific inquiry, institutional structures, and cultural biases. Lastly, visions for the future of physics. Smolin offers his visions for the future of physics. He calls for a renewed focus on empirical evidence and testability in theoretical physics, suggesting that a more balanced approach to theory development could lead to significant advancements. Smolin advocates for fostering a culture of intellectual diversity and openness to new ideas, where young physicists are encouraged to explore a wide range of theories. He also proposes reforms to the education, funding, and publication systems within physics to support this cultural shift. Smolin's vision is for a more inclusive and exploratory physics community that embraces uncertainty and complexity, leading to deeper understanding and groundbreaking discoveries. In conclusion, Lee Smolin's The Trouble with Physics is a thought-provoking and critically acclaimed examination of the state of modern physics, focused particularly on the challenges posed by the dominance of string theory. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the philosophical, sociological, and practical issues facing scientific research today. Smolin's arguments for intellectual diversity and innovation in physics offer valuable lessons beyond the field, touching on wider debates about education, funding, and the progress of science. This book should be read by aspiring physicists, seasoned researchers, and anyone interested in the future of science and innovation. By advocating for a more pluralistic and empirical approach to physics, Smolin not only critiques the current state, but also provides a hopeful outlook for what physics, and science as a whole, could become. If you would like to support Lee Smolin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.